Now, can you think of many famous mottos? There's lend a hand, that's the Brownie Guides, of course. Nil satis nisi optimum, Everton Football Club's nothing but the best will do. But here's a challenge for you. Can you come up with a few words to herald the future of St Helens? Well, the winner could see their slogan posted on giant billboards across the borough next year. To tell us a little bit more, I'm joined in the studio by John Whaling and Paul Connolly from St Helens Council, and by Paul Kelly, the Big Art Community Engagement Officer. So, hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Nice to see you all. Now, first of all, Gary.
Gary, come.
When you came in, you gave me this. What on earth is it? I know it's not Christmas time yet, but it's a bit of an unusual present.
It's a large piece of coal from Sutton Manor Coalwreck, where the motto's going to be from, and where we're going to have a giant sculpture on the old site of the Sutton Manor Coalwreck.
So this is where, basically, the whole thing has come from?
That's come from 3.5 mile underground.
Wow.
Yeah, I brought that up in 1975 for me mother. My mother asked, could she have a piece of coal to go with her art deco of a lava lamp and a car spring painting gold. That's true.
And now it sits on your desk.
And now it sits on my desk. Right, yeah.
But it's a good bit of inspiration, I suppose, for this motto that you're going to be asking people to come up with. And I suppose, obviously, mining is central to the past of St Helens. But yeah. Tell us a bit more about what you want people to do for this competition, if you like.
Well, we've got 400 years of coal mining, deep mine coal in St Helens, which no longer from 1994 exists, you know. So we've got this thing now called the Big Art Project in St Helens, which is going to feature a massive sculpture on the site. The only thing that remains now of the colliery is the actual colliery gates, which says National Coal Board, Sutton Manor Colliery. So Paul came up with this idea to create a motto from the words National Coal Board, Sutton Manor Colliery. And that's what we're asking all the people of St Helens to come up with. And that's going to be featured on billboards throughout the St Helens area.
Now, Paul, this is a challenge then. You're the man responsible then, aren't you, for this? Because people can be very creative, though, can't they? And we know that people in St Helens are a creative lot.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, have you come up with any examples so
Absolutely.
Far?
We've got some examples. I mean, what we're trying to do here, we've been employed, Helena Housing, I've been employed by the council to take this transformation that's happening at St Manor Colliery right across the borough of St Helens. And we're working with two Merseyside-based artists, Alan Dunn and Jeff Young, who are actually we're going out and asking about 50 different community groups, businesses across St Helens to come up with their own new motto for the transformation of the town, just as a bit of fun. But really, a serious point is to take the transformation happening at Sutton Manor Colliery and that image of those gates, which is left there, right across the borough. And we're hoping to engage with about 1,000 people in this process and actually get people thinking about the change that is happening across St Helens, Merseyside and the North West. I've got a few little examples.
Go on then.
which we love. The Garswood Art Club, based in this Methodist Hall in Garswood, right at the top end of St Helens, a wonderful bunch. But going through the workshop, their new motto was Artists Climb to Sun, Moon and Stars.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is
that's dreamy, isn't it? I quite like that.
Yes,
yeah,
that's very dreamy and kind of reflects St Helens. Communities Together, which is a group of tenants and residents associations across St Helens, their motto is Our Times and Communities Matter.
That's very nice too.
Very simple, very crisp, but actually very important. A group of sheltered residents from West Enders in Haydock, a sheltered scheme, theirs is Stay Loyal to the Manor.
Oh, hey, that's nice.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Like that,
okay, well, these are all really good and very, very different. And I guess, you know, that people, John, from different backgrounds are going to have different ideas, you know, with how they feel about St Helens, you know, because it's the past and the future, isn't it?
Absolutely. The whole project is a celebration, if you like, of culture as well as having a serious side to it. And just as the Big Art Project itself is about commemorating the industry that happened on the site, it is ultimately about being future looking and creating an impact, putting St Helens on the map, and of course bringing a smile to people's face at the same time.
So who's going to choose the winner and when?
Right. Well, we've got to get 45 or 50 mottos from different groups across St. Helens. So we've started the process now. We've done about 15 workshops. The aim is to work up till February next year, talking to groups and coming up with mottos. And then there will be we will present the mottos through the local press for people to actually vote online to choose what will be their favourite. But in April, actually all 45, 50 mottos will be on billboards right across St. Helens, as well as hopefully a flag on the town hall and some other ideas we've got to use the Saints, World Champion Rugby League team, to use their ground. And then we want the public to kind of vote for which they think is the best.
So if anyone's listening who's part of a community group in St. Helens, or in fact just on their own and has had a great idea listening to you now, how can they get in touch?
Right, well, we've got a phone number. Tanya Humphreys is the Big R officer, and her number is 01744 675 687, and or there's a website, a local website, www.bigartsthelens.com, and people can just get in touch with Tanya or through the website, put their suggestions through, and we're starting to get them.
Well, I can't wait to hear more of them. I think it's a great project and really gets people thinking about their town in a different way, which is great. And getting your slogan on the billboard as well. I always fancied that. Thanks very much indeed for coming in, John, Gary and Paul. And obviously we'll follow the project as it moves along. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.